Quotes of Kitzur Shulchan Aruch by Rabbi Shlomo Ganzfried, Volume 1, translated by Rabbi Avraham Davis. I have set Hashem before me always. Psalm 16, verse 8. This is a fundamental rule of the Torah and of the attributes of the righteous who walk before God. For we cannot compare a person's lifestyle, his activities and affairs when he is alone, to his lifestyle and activities and affairs when he is before a great king. Similarly, his conversation and speech when he is amongst family or relatives cannot be compared to what they would be in the presence of a king, because then he would certainly take special care that all his activities and conversations be refined and correct. How much more so when you contemplate that Hashem, the greatest of kings, the Holy One, blessed is He, whose glory fills the entire world, stands above you and views your actions, as it is said, "If a person will hide in hidden places, will I not see him?" Says the word of Hashem, "Do I not fill the heavens and the earth?" Jeremiah 23 verse 24, bearing this in mind, it is certain that you will immediately acquire a feeling of reverence and submissiveness for the awesomeness of Hashem, blessed be He, and be ashamed to sin before Him. In the lavatory it is forbidden to think about Torah matters, as is stated later, chapter 5 par. 2, therefore while you are there, it is best to think of business affairs and accounts in order not to think of Torah or, God forbid, indulge in sinful thoughts. On Shabbos, when it is forbidden to think of business, you should think of interesting events that you saw or heard. Every Jewish man must study the Torah, no matter whether he is poor or rich, whether he is healthy or suffering pain, whether he is young or very old. Even a beggar who goes from door to door must set aside a certain time for Torah study during the day and night, as it is written, Joshua 1 verse 8, and you shall meditate in it day and night. If a person lacks the knowledge to study Torah, or it is impossible for him to study, because he is burdened with too many concerns, then he should support others who do engage in Torah study, and it will be considered as though he himself had studied, as our rabbis of blessed memory explained the verse, "Rejoice Zebulun in your going out and Yisachar in your tents." Deuteronomy 33 verse 18, Zebulun and Yisachar entered into a partnership, Zebulun engaged in business and supported Yisachar, so that he would be free to be engrossed in the study of Torah. Because of this, the Torah mentions Zebulun before Yisachar, since the Torah learning of Yisachar was made possible through the support of Zebulun. And so we find in the Mishnah, Shimon the brother of Azariah said, Zevachim 1:2, Shimon is described as the brother of Azariah, because Azariah was engaged in business and provided the needs of his brother Shimon, who was engrossed in Torah study. They made an agreement between themselves that Azariah would have a share in Shimon's reward for Torah study. Even so, every person should do his utmost to study Torah, even just a little, every day and every night. Perhaps a person might say, since envy, lust and glory and the like are bad character traits that remove a man from the world, I will completely abstain from them and keep away from them entirely, to the point that he will not eat meat, nor drink wine, nor marry a woman, nor live in a comfortable dwelling, nor wear decent clothes, but he will put on a sackcloth, or something similar. This too is a bad way of life, and it is forbidden to follow it. Anyone who follows this lifestyle is called a sinner. For in regard to the Nazir it is written, Numbers 6:11, Nazirite, to atone for him who sinned by the dead, is translated by the rabbis as, for committing a sin against his soul, against himself, by denying himself things which are permitted. And our rabbis, of blessed memory said, if a Nazir who abstained only from drinking wine needs an atonement, a person who abstains from everything, how much more so does he need an atonement? Ta'anis 11a, therefore, our rabbis of blessed memory ordained that you should abstain only from those things which the Torah prohibits, but do not prohibit to yourself things which are permitted by means of vows and oaths. Thus said our sages of blessed memory, is not what the Torah forbids enough for you that you have to prohibit to yourself things which are permissible? Yerushalmi, Nidurim 9:1, and our rabbis of blessed memory have forbidden us to inflict pain on ourselves with more fasting than is required. Concerning all these and similar matters, King Solomon, peace be upon him, said, do not be excessively righteous, nor overly wise, why destroy yourself? Ecclesiastes 7 verse 16, and he said, in the same vein, Proverbs 4 verse 26, measure well the path of your foot, then you will stay on a straight course. Footnote: Malbim explains the word palaeus as a form of pelus, the name of a measuring instrument. Man should measure carefully to find the middle road of life, staying clear of the extremes. Anyone who gives short measure or weight, even to a non-Jew, transgresses a negative commandment, as it is said, Leviticus 19 verse 35. Do not falsify measurements, whether in length, weight, or volume, see Ch 182:1, 4 below. The punishment for giving short measure and weight is very severe, as it is impossible for a person who gives short measure or weight to repent properly, since he does not know how much and whom to compensate. Even the active participation in communal affairs is not considered suitable repentance. The Holy Shabbos is the great sign and covenant which the Holy One blessed is He gave to us, to know that in 6 days the Almighty made the heavens and the earth and all that is in them, and abstained from work on the seventh day. This is the foundation of our faith. Our sages of blessed memory said, see Talmud Yerushalmi, Maseches Nidorim 3, 9 and Rambam, Shabbos 30, 15. Shabbos is equivalent to all the mitzvos. Whoever keeps the Shabbos in accordance with its laws is regarded as though he fulfilled the entire Torah, Zohar, Beshalak 47, and whoever desecrates the Shabbos is like one who completely denies the whole Torah. See Maseches Chulin 5a. And so it is said in Ezra, and you came down on Mount Sinai and you gave your people righteous judgments and true laws, and your holy Shabbos you made known to them. Nehemiah 9 verse 13. According to tradition, both the books of Ezra and Nehemiah were authored by Ezra. Laws of a woman at childbirth on Shabbos: as soon as a woman feels the first signs of labor, even if she is unsure, a midwife may be summoned even, if she must come, from a great distance. Or the woman may be taken to the hospital. A woman at childbirth is considered a critically ill patient, and the Shabbos may be violated for whatever she requires. However, if it can possibly be done in an unusual manner, or by a non-Jew, it should be done. Though her situation is critical, a woman in confinement is part of the normal pattern in life. Therefore, it is preferable, where possible, to do the melachos in an unusual manner or have a non-Jew do them. She is considered a woman at childbirth when seated on the birthing stool or delivery table, or as soon as there is a flow of blood or water flow, or if she doesn't have the strength to walk on her own. Also, a woman who has miscarried more than 40 days after having immersed herself in a mikveh has the classification of a woman at childbirth. Shulchan Aruch 330, 3, Bayer Halacha 617.